Triple M right across the coast. It's Strotty for Brekkie, and that is the great sound of Maxine Nightingale, one of our old faves, getting us underway on a Monday morning and right back where we started from. There's something prophetic about that, isn't it, eh? Eh? It is right back where we started from, Monday, the 10th day of December. I hope you had a good weekend. I certainly did. Spent the weekend at beautiful Scott's Head, and there was a boat carnival on there, which was just fantastic. Well done to the Scott's Head Surf Life Saving Club, to Butch and Diane and Michael and all the volunteers. It made it just such a great weekend. Gee, it's a beautiful spot. Although, can you lose the northeast wind, please? It was shocking there, Saturday afternoon in particular. But a lot of laughs, a great weekend of camaraderie and racing. And, Butch, you outdid yourself. The marinade on the steak sangus was absolutely unbelievable. Magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. It is truly one of Australia's great spots. That beautiful Scott's Head area, just fantastic. Let's have a look at what's making news around the place, around Australia and indeed around the mid-north coast. Beautiful sunrise starting to happen this morning as well. It's going to be a mostly sunny day and just a slight chance of a shower or storm in the south. Late in the afternoon into the evening, very warm today, up to 34. Looks like we will get a bit of shower activity over the next 3 days, which is good. Temperatures down to about the late 20s again from tomorrow. Of course, the main news stories of the day, you'll see a lot more about this again today, about this dance party at Homebush. One dead, three critical, five charged with drug supply after another one of these dance parties, this time at Homebush. Details coming up throughout the morning, and there'll be a lot of discussion about this today as the day goes on. Locally, of course, not far from where we were at the weekend, Nambucca, the breakwall there. A man was attacked by a shark. He's doing okay in hospital. The beaches in the area still remain closed, including Shelley Beach and Main Beach at beautiful Nambucca. And, he was very lucky by the sounds of it, this poor bloke. Further details coming up in our news with Lee Jollo this morning. And as you heard me out at 5 o'clock, if you're heading north maybe to Brizzy, there is a contraflow in that old trouble spot magnet that we call Halfway Creek on the Pacific Highway after a fatality there. That's terribly sad. It's expected to remain in place, that contraflow, until this afternoon, actually. In sport, of course, in the cricket, I think it's been a pretty good test match. India, you'd have to say, are in the box seat, though, in Adelaide, with Australia 4 for 104, with Marsh and Head at the crease chasing over 200 for an unlikely record victory. Now, the last time someone scored over 300 to win a test in Adelaide, it was back in the early 1900s. I'm not joking. Anyway, never say never. Also, locally in sport, the races are at the Tuncurry course today. Gee, that's a beautiful track. The first of seven, jumping at about 150. And, of course, we'll have a look at results from the State Cup in Port Macquarie. 9,000 people there over the weekend. Incredible. On the show today, lots happening for a Monday, as always. We will give you the chance to win our $500 voucher from Coppy's Butcher Block. Now, how good is this prize? This is one of the best prizes we've ever given away, given that because we live in a great part of Australia, we're going to get absolutely hammered by visitors, whether it's family or whether it's friends. How would you like a $500 butcher's voucher to get you over Christmas and New Year? What are we going to do? Well, 12 days of Christmas, every day in the lead-up, we'll be playing a ukulele Christmas classic. Tell me what it is. You hop in the door to win the voucher. It's that simple. John Joyce into Talk Travel. There's $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Kenneth Branner, Bobby Flay and Susan Day. Oh, gee, she was good in the Partridge Family. Remember Susan? And, of course, went on to star in L.A. Law. Also, the Summer Beach House. How would you like to win a week stay at our beach house with $1,000 spending money? We've got to Dreamworld passes for the whole family, $500 to stack up the fridge. How good is it? Details coming up. Also, Marion with the bold and the beautiful update. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au, get us via the Facebook site, or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up.
Get the habit. Stay tuned to the trumpet.
On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Check out their gift shop for great Christmas gift ideas this festive season.
The
The Cabinet Room in Parliament Grass, where Cactus Island's old-fashioned leader, Scott Morris Minor, had the floor.
Right, my fellow white bread, white picket fence, white thinking disciples, we're here today to figure out how to teach the voters the difference between fair dinkum electricity, i.e. coal-fired power, and that bogus, phony renewable rubbish, you know, like solar power, which will plunge you into darkness every time the sun goes behind a cloud, and wind power, which could gust at any time and blow up your TV halfway through Neighbours.
You're talking crap again, so-so.
It's ScoMo, Maurice Jetlag.
The Foreign Minister is right, Shlomo dear. Calling coal-fired power fair dinkum makes you look like some bogan idiot.
No, Prissy Pine. Saying fair dinkum is a fair dinkum part of my image as a fair dinkum ordinary bloke, sculling beer, eating meat pies, talking footy and patting my beer gut wherever I go. The voters love it. Mind you, the Queen did clutch her pearls when I burped.
Oh, it's just dorky, Slow-mo.
No, Maurice, I'm connecting with my people.
Yeah, connecting with your willy, more like it.
No. It's votes in the bank, which is why I want all of you to do the same thing.
Oh?
In fact, I've invited my personal blokiness trainer along to show us how to bring out the inner ocker in us all.
Here, g'day. How they hanging, all right? Who's Wally, is it? The man's not a camel.
Meet Professor Nev Grogan, Cactus Island University's renowned lecturer in high cactarian.
Nice bag of fruit, love. What's your name?
Prissy Pine. I'm the Minister for Defence, dear.
Well, what's your name, Bluey?
Maurice Jetlag.
Yeah, what's the snarl for? Bindi in your freckle?
Oh, for God's sake.
Will Slow-mo's plan for electoral victory succeed? Tune in again when Prissy Pine, for one, has his doubts.
What a fool. I don't have a bag of fruit. They're licorice all sorts.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Check out their gift shop for great Christmas gift ideas.
The latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Christmas came a little bit earlier this year for a number of Walmart customers in the US as Kid Rock picked up the tab for their lay-by balances at his local Walmart in Nashville. The 47-year-old muso paid off a whopping $81,000 worth of debt for 350 shoppers. Thumbs up, Kid Rock. Also, Ed Sheeran could be set for one of his biggest acting roles to date, as he's said to have landed a cameo in the upcoming Star Wars movie. According to The Sun in the UK, the Thinking Out Loud star will play a stormtrooper in the next episode, which is currently filming in Pinewood Studios. And to Gogglebox, Australia's favourites Angie and Evie have revealed the real reason for their shock departure from the Channel 10 show. Taking to Instagram yesterday, Sydney flatmates answered a number of questions submitted by their fans, but the hot topic was their departure.
The reason we've left is because Angie doesn't live in Sydney anymore.
No.
And it just became really, really hard to do the logistics.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Here he is, a bloke who's always happy to see the sunshine in this early part of the day. Bluey Waters, good morning.
Morning, Shawnee.
Oh, gee, Blue, but you're sick of these nor'easters yet?
Oh, gee, it was a horror movie weekend, one today.
Oh, it was.
For the fishers.
Yeah, it was. What about the boat rowers? Fair dinkum. Oh, it was tough work, I can tell you. And for the fishermen, unless you could tuck yourself up on those northern banks, it was pretty tough if you're out with a line in your hand after about 11 o'clock, Bluey.
Oh, it was just that. Even the deep sea boys got it tough. They got a few snapper in close, a few plate-sized snapper, some sand flathead. Beecham rockers had no hope in the world of getting a fish over the weekend. Back in the estuary, we fought hard for a few flathead, but there was only a few on the bite. Whiting was very scarce. A few blackfish on the blackfish and brim around the rocky foreshores on the northern sides. Mate, it was a really tough weekend for the fishers.
Yeah, well, it's going to continue today, Blue, with this northerly wind, but we might get a bit of damp stuff over the next 3 days, which is good because things are, particularly for the old gardeners, Bluey, they're not real happy with the way things have been for the last week. But
no,
anyway,
it's starting to dry out a bit.
Yeah, and it might stir the fish up again, Blue. We get a couple of showers and storms, and again, it's back to that weather we had like 30 years ago, you know, with hot and humid during the day. Nice shower for an hour or a storm in the evening would be just nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be.
Yeah. Top of the tide, 11:30. You got your favourite tide. This wind will hammer us, though, later. Where are we going?
Yeah, well, out to the northern banks again. I think we'll just take a few prawns and we'll just try for a blackfish or a brim. We won't get too excited today, as I said. It's pretty tough going at the moment. Once that wind turns around to the south, you'll see the flathead and whiting coming back on the bite, and you'll see a bit more looser the chances of fishing. But at the moment, with our windows of opportunity, very small, we're going to try the northern banks this morning.
Okay. Did you get any club news rung in from the weekend, or was everyone still in the fetal position?
You're still in the fetal position. I don't think we'll get much news.
Oh, yeah, terrible. Dear, oh, dear. Anyway, it was, weather-wise, you know, it was just beautiful and sunny, but, yeah, as you said, not very conducive to fishing because of that wind. Now, also, I've got news on KO with the great man. The lottery ticket, I finally got it, but we didn't win anything, Bluey. But I saw him at the carnival at beautiful Scott's at the weekend. And I think he's taken the grand final loss very hard, Bluey. You know why?
Tell me.
Well, he was seen all weekend in a green Vikings shirt. Now,
cross-dresser.
Well, what's the connection with Canberra? Do you think he's jumping ship and heading south? Oh. I didn't think he was a fan of Ricky.
I thought it was the Vikings as in the Union side, but it might be Canberra side.
I think he's mentally scarred after the grand final,
yeah.
And he's looking for a change. You know, change is good as a holiday.
He doesn't take counselling very well either.
No, he doesn't take counselling too well. Well, you know, it was a faded green. Looks like it was an older green shirt he had on. It had the Vikings logo on. I couldn't quite read what else was there. But I'm thinking he may be going to Canberra. I could see, you know what the big change would be, Bluey? The big change is going to be for KO, the concreting boots, the rubber boots, to UGG boots.
Ugg boots. Wow.
You know, -5, -10 early in the morning. I think it'll be a big change. I don't think he's thought it through, Bluey. Do you think he's thought it through?
No, I don't think so. Mm. But as you said, the scarring can be there, especially when you're beaten by a chook team.
With only 12 chooks?
Yes.
Anyway, he was smiling yesterday until the nor'easter come up like everybody else. But anyway, can you ring him today? Just can you get clarity today?
Yeah.
I'll give you that job, yeah. Louis. Tomorrow, can you investigate today? And we'll let everybody know tomorrow whether KO's like, is he burning his purple gear? I don't know. So I'll leave you to investigate that one. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. For the fishos today, in all seriousness, crack a sunrise this morning. This nor'easter is going to hammer us. You're sending us early out to the northern banks of the estuary.
Yeah, out the estuary. Take a few prawns and try for a quality brim or a big blackfish.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Sunny in a top of 29 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. A man's been flown to hospital after being bitten by a shark at Nambucca Heads. At about 7:15 a.m. on Sunday, 36-year-old Joel Mawson was surfing when he was attacked. He was able to swim to a nearby break wall, at which time a passerby notified emergency services. He was treated at the scene by ambulance paramedics before being flown to John Hunter Hospital in a serious but stable condition. His father, Rob, says his son knows the risks when hitting the water.
He loves to surf early and he loves to surf by himself. He says he's shark bait, but you know, he's prepared to take the risk and he does.
A man has been charged after an elderly woman allegedly robbed on Middleton Street, South Kempsey. On November 24, at about 12:10 p.m, police were called to the scene, an 85-year-old woman, the victim. Following inquiries, police attended a West Kempsey residence on Friday. A man was allegedly seen running from the property. He was found and arrested shortly after. The 22-year-old was charged with steal from person and an unrelated larceny matter. The New South Wales Police Force today welcoming 257 new probationary constables to their ranks, one of those to be based in the local police district. Karcher Rose Moss with the details.
Class 335 includes 168 policemen and 89 police women. The new officers will remain on probation while continuing to study by distance before being confirmed to the rank of constable in 1 year. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says they'll now experience the reward of servicing the community as a police officer.
Lengthy traffic delays and road closures scheduled for Lanes Bridge, Bowraville today. No traffic or pedestrian access during the closures. It's the first of several days' worth of interruptions needed for the bridge replacement to be carried out. There is an alternative route to and from Bowraville via Wilson's Road and local intersections advising of the closure. Now to sport. A massive weekend for the Mid-North Coast branch of Surf Life Saving Mid-North Coast competing at the annual Interbranch Carnivals held down south near Foster. The locals competed fiercely against those from the state's 11 other branches, finishing up 8th overall, the best result for some years. Finiscu from Tacking Point was among the top performers, as was Warhope Bonnie Hills' Kiara Newman, Port Macquarie's Jaden Rossiter and Hat Head's Zoe Crilly. The next branch championships will be hosted in Port at Flynn's Beach mid-January. It's for those under 8 all the way up to the Masters. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
We have a light northerly wind blowing at the present time. It will strengthen as the day goes on, but that means those protected northern corners do have the cleanest and the best conditions for surf. And there's a few little waves in the northern corners. The rest of our beaches are really messy due to the strength of that wind. The northern corners have a nice little northeast swell wave size. It's only around that 2 to 3 feet mark at the present time, but I think it will come up a little bit as we head towards that low tide. High tide today is around 11:30 this morning. Low tide is around 6 o'clock this evening, and the water temperature is around 18 to 19 degrees, but in the Port Macquarie area, it's a little bit cooler.
Triple M right across the coast. It is Strotty for Brecky and the great Belinda Carlisle there. And heaven is a place on earth. Yes, it certainly is when the weather is good. Just sensational over the last couple of days. The only thing we can possibly whinge about is the wind a little bit. But, gee, if you could tuck yourself out of that, just sensational. Again, like that today, up to 34 degrees. Really going to be warm. Hat and sunscreen for you. And don't forget your water bottle today, too, because it is going to be very warm and pretty humid today as well. Wet weather arriving in afternoons and evenings from tomorrow, with temperatures which is around 29 to 31 degrees, but it certainly will be very welcome. A little bit of shower activity, particularly for the gardeners, tomorrow.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, a very excited Lee Jollo, because this is Lee's last week with us, because the ACMA...
Not forever.
No, that's right. That's a good point.
Are you trying to get rid of me, mate?
No, that's a good point. But our broadcasting authorities say that Lee must take holidays between the end of this week and till January 7, I think.
Exactly.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah,
so there you go. And he'll be starting his trek to Myrtleford. And how will you do that in one go or one stop? How will you do it?
Yeah. So I'll probably meet the family halfway at Gundagai because my sister's trying to get her hours up. Obviously, she's on her L's.
Oh, beauty.
So we'll rendezvous at Gundagai and then we'll turn around and go back to Myrtleford.
Okay.
It's a 10-hour trip, so it's a pretty big effort. But, we'll do it all over the course of a day.
Good on you. And stop reviving and surviving along the way and getting your sister's hours up. There you go. He's ticking a lot of boxes, the great Lee Jollo there. All right. Lee, what are the papers saying today?
Yes, so in the Sydney Morning Herald this morning, the headline there, health the top priority of voters. Health has emerged as the top priority of New South Wales voters as the coalition deals with a problematic new private hospital and Labor campaigns on funding hospitals instead of stadiums. About one in five voters identified health and hospitals as their top priority, new polling for the Herald shows, while 18% said managing the state's finances was most important to them. As well as that, Premier's migrant call could rob New South Wales of $130 billion. The New South Wales economy could grow by $130 billion or less over the coming decade if net migration to the state was halved, as has been called for by Premier Gladys Berejiklian. And in the Daily Telegraph today, the headline there, when will they listen? Police are in a race against time to protect young music fans after a third person died from a drug overdose at a rave festival in as many months. It comes as the Daily Telegraph can reveal today the organisers at Sydney's event on Saturday, where Callum Brosnan lost his life, have a history of drug overdoses, hospitalisations and hundreds of arrests at concerts they organise. And Nauru Risk Real, that's what ASIO is saying. Advice from the country's top spy agency, ASIO, confirms Bill Shorten's plan to support medical evacuations from Nauru could let serious criminals enter Australia. It can be revealed, ASIO advised at a Home Affairs brief to Prime Minister Scott Morrison, that it made clear criminal conduct like murder and child abuse would not be flagged under the agency's act.
Gee, okay. Thank you for that, Lee. And, of course, locally, well, the whole of Australia and indeed world media is focusing on our beautiful Nambucca after the story of Joel Mason yesterday. And, gee, we've got just fingers crossed he's okay, but it looks like, luckily, because of the people around him knew what to do, he's going to be all right.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story indeed. That man is now serious but stable in the John Hunter Hospital following that incident at Nambucca Heads yesterday morning. He was attacked by a shark around 7:15. He was fortunately, although he was surfing on his own, he was able to swim to a break wall there and he was picked up by the Westpac emergency helicopter after being treated by New South Wales paramedics. Flown for treatment and he lost a lot of blood is what we're hearing as well, so he's very, very lucky to survive, but he has survived. It looks like he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And it's a very scary story, but
sure is. And the old leg wrap used as the tourniquet to try and stem the blood flow was great by the bystanders and paramedics. So well done to them. And Joel, I think, is pretty philosophical about it. He's been surfing for a long time. His dad's a surfer. And the thing is, you know you're entering that environment, but a couple of things to, I think, the politically correct term, to lessen the chance of a shark encounter. Don't you love that terminology?
Yeah.
To lessen the chance of a shark encounter. Surfing at dusk and dawn, at feeding times, and never surfing alone.
Yeah.
Are a couple of things that gets drummed into everybody. But everybody knows the risk. Joel is philosophical about it. But again, to all those involved, a big thumbs up, because it's an amazing story, and hopefully he's a father of three. He's going to be okay and have a good Christmas. And for Christmas, every time, every year after that, this story will be told, won't it, in that family. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it really will.
You don't have them in Myrtleford, do you?
No sharks there. We're okay.
Good on you, Lee. All the sport from the weekend as well. We had a bit of success. I think Maxwell made the final in one of the girls' divisions in the touch footy at Port Macquarie, but thousands there, really successful tournament, and again, the Mid-North Coast showing they can host big events. Good stuff.
Well.
All right, Lee, thank you very much for that. The latest with Lee coming up in about 6 minutes' time. Marina with the traffic, and of course, also next hour, it is the 12 Days of Christmas, the Ukulele Christmas Classics, thanks to Coffee's Butcher's Block, as the freeloaders start to arrive, a $500 voucher on offer. How good is that prize?
Triple M's 12 Days of Christmas.
Christmas.
For a $500 voucher at Coffee's Butcher Block, your favourite local butcher in Port Macquarie and Wauchope. Rockin' your Christmas. Triple M.
Strawny for breakfast.
Okay, rightio, let's get on with this, shall we? And the 12 Days of Christmas is a lot of fun. And what we're doing is playing you ukulele Christmas tunes for 12 days, all right? Now, everybody that identifies what the tune is hops in the draw, thanks to Coppy's Butcher Block in Wauchope and in Port, to win a $500 voucher, right? We're going to draw that on Friday week, okay? And someone is going to walk away with that $500 voucher. We live in such a beautiful part of Australia that everybody wants to come to our place at Christmas. And boy, do they eat. It's Christmas time. The diets are out the window. They are eating as much as you will put in front of them. We know that. So we are giving you the 12 Days of Christmas $500 voucher from Coppies. This is one of the best prizes we've ever given away going into Christmas. 13:27:10. Who can identify our Christmas classic I will play for you on the ukulele? All right, 13:27:10, our telephone number. Who wants a crack? Triple M, good morning. Who have I got there?
It's Barnsley, Strawny.
Oh, God, Barnsley. You have a direct line in here. All right. You ready? How are you going, champion? I want you listening intently. What is the name of this Christmas carol? Why don't I just tune her up here? We're ready to go. 3, 2, 1, and... All right, Barnsley, what's the name of that one?
No, I lost it.
The,
not into my Christmas carols this year.
All right, buddy, no worries. It's hard when you're directly on the phone like that. I know it's a lot of pressure. Triple M, good morning. Who have I got there?
Yeah, you got Brian.
Hello, Brian. What's the name of this Christmas carol?
Away in a Manger.
Away in a Manger?
In a Manger.
In a Manger. Yeah, I'm sorry, Brian. You're away with the Pixies with that one. Okie dokie. Triple M, good morning. Who have I got there?
Oh, hello, it's Deb.
Hey, Deb, here we go. What's the name of this song?
Is it Joy to the World?
Joy to the World would be 100% correct! Oh, I'll stop playing now. You don't want to hear me play anymore. Congratulations, Deb. But the big question is, Coppy's Butcher Block, the $500 voucher, how many people have you got coming to your place over the Christmas break?
Oh, we're starting next week, so we've got about 20 coming this weekend.
See, this is the reason we put this promotion together. Thanks to Coppy's, Deb. I'll just get your details. Hold the line. We're going to whack you in the draw to win the voucher Friday week. They have 20 people coming. Coppy's, everybody loves them. Port and Wauchope, your favourite local butcher, a $500 voucher. Deb's in the draw. More tomorrow here at the M's.
I know when I'm fishing around my pots and pan cupboard. I don't want any nasty little surprises.
Strawny's Brekkie Show.
Triple M's Talking Travel with John Joyce for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
Yes, 12 to 8. Here is John Joyce. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mark.
He's twiddling with his microphone. He's been in here for 10 minutes.
What are
you doing? We are talking Singapore today, and I know it's one of your favourites. You recently returned from a long trip, and part of it was spent there. And let's talk a bit about a couple of the inside stories that you're not going to see in the travel brochures, but you can advise us about. First up, you love it, and you think for people that maybe always go to Fiji or Hawaii, it's a really good option for something different.
Well, it's a great break because you can hop on a plane, and sometimes there's some great specials to Singapore. Hop on a plane, you're there in 7 hours, and the accommodation is always good. Transport is so easy to get around, and everybody, you could walk down the street at 11 o'clock at night and feel completely safe. It's just one of those destinations.
Yeah, John. Oh, look, we always talk about the red bus that if you're a tourist new to an area, you normally hop on. Now, you've got a great alternative. You can do that if you want, but it's a lot cheaper. You've got a good suggestion for us.
Well, the hop on, hop off red bus or green bus or yellow bus, they go different places, yeah. Are an option, but they cost two people about $100 now. The other day. Look, cabs in Singapore are so cheap. I hopped in the cab at the hotel and went down to the flyer, and it cost me $12. Where do you get a cab in Australia for $12? And it took me 45 minutes. So cabs are so cheap up there. Grab a cab, even if you take it for 3 hours and say, I want a city tour.
Yep.
You will be so far in front.
Okay, that's a good tip.
I suggest probably when you get there, go down and hop on the flyer. Now, the flyer, for a better word, is a giant Ferris wheel. You see photos of it all the time. When you get the top, you can look over all Singapore, get your bearings, and you know exactly where you are.
Yeah.
Now, if you go a bit later in the afternoon, you can do that and then walk around. Depends how fit you are. It's not that far, but if you're a bit of a walker, you can walk around to the gardens.
Everybody talks about them. They're spectacular.
Spectacular. I caught a cab.
And best time to go?
Well, late afternoon, the reason for that is you get them in the daylight and you see the beautiful flowers, and they've got two big domes there, one of forests and the other one of flowers.
Yep.
Plus the grounds. It can take you 2 hours just to walk around it, and they've got everything there. But at night, and I found this really spectacular, 7:45 every night, they have a light show.
Yeah.
And you just go into the big, or outside the domes. You walk through the domes and the lights are on anyway, but you go outside the domes and sit back and just look up. And the show was sensational. It really was.
Oh, sounds good.
I don't get carried away with these things, but it was really good. And I went up in the Skywalk earlier, and there's just so much to do there. But don't go in the morning because you'll have to go back at night to see the show.
Okay, it's a good tip, John.
Late afternoon, and like, The long bar at Raffles is now open again.
Okay.
So if you want the dearest gin sling in the world, but do it.
Yeah.
You're there. It costs you...
Three drinks here.
Roughly three
the
drinks.
The Singapore here. Sling.
The Singapore, yeah. And look, just go and have it, because you say, oh, geez, I'm not paying that.
The famous Raffles Hotel.
But when you come home, you think...
I'm glad I did it.
I sat there and I had it where... You know, years and years ago, other people
the rich
sat
and
up
famous,
there, rich and famous sat there. So do it. Sometimes you think, but for 20, I think it was $28. I can't remember if it was 28 or 32 now. And our dollar's a dollar for dollar at the moment.
Yeah, it's good. Now, John, also about eating. One of my favourite things to do. Let's talk about a couple of tips there. A lot of street food there. It's very clean, Singapore, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very clean. You can eat the street food there or go to Chinatown, or my favourite spot is Clark Quay, down on the river, and if you want the best chilli crab and the biggest bibs...
Do you have to have those bibs on, John?
Oh, and do I make a mess. But it is beautiful. And so you can sit right on the water, or you can go in the back streets, and by 11 o'clock at night, it's still buzzing.
Yeah.
It is just... I went down there for dinner at, I think, 9.30 before I got there. Missed happy hour for me drinks. Popped in and she said, would you like a wine? I said, yes, the wife and I like a wine with dinner. And then I said, could I have the bill? You haven't had your second glass yet. I said, second glass, it finished at 9. She said, oh, no, I'll give it to you till 10.
Now, also, this is live radio. We're just getting a tip from Eldred, who said, don't try and walk through the foyer of Raffles with shorts on, they'll turf you.
True.
So you've got to have the long strides, John.
You've got to, yeah. They don't, you know, depends how good your knees are, that's but usually mine, I've got to get covered up.
And best time of the year to go, John?
Oh, pretty well all the time. It's going to be warm, but contrary to the years, I went there probably 40-odd years ago.
Yeah.
And the air conditioning wasn't there. So when you went shopping and they thought you were going to buy something, they'd sit you in a stool and give you a beer while the wife shopped. Those days are gone because air conditioning has come in.
Yeah.
But everything's air conditioned and it is just great. And, watch the dress codes.
Yep.
Whatever country you're in, just be careful of dress codes. I know going through Cambodia and that, some of the temples you had to be completely covered.
Your shoulders covered, etc. Yep. Well, there you go. Our own Rudyard Kipling, John Joyce, will be back with more travel tips same time next week. But, put it on your thought list and take John's tips on board, and we shall talk to you same time next week. Thank you, big fella.
Thanks, Mark.
It's 7 to 8.
Strawny's Brekkie Show for the Port City Bowling Club and the Eastern Tiger Restaurant. It's dental floss for your mind.
Triple M with the I Believe in Santa toy drive for the Salvation Army underway right now. It is the Cutting Crew. I just died in your arms tonight at 13 past 8.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's see if Dave in Port Macquarie can have a crack at the wheel and spin up the $1,000 thanks to 40 Wings. How are you, Dave?
Good, thanks, Mark.
That's the way. Where are you going for Christmas, chap?
Staying at home, Port Macquarie.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go. Stay off the highway. That's the message, isn't it? All right, Dave, what number are we looking for the wheel for you?
14, please.
14. All right, Dave, here we go. Good luck with 14. Staying at home.
Thank you.
$1,000 would be nice. Come on, 14. It goes straight past, Dave, and lands on the number 9.
Yeah. Thanks,
Mark. Can't give you the cash, Dave. All the best, mate. Thanks for giving us a call and have a great Christmas.
Thank you. You
good
too.
On, good on you, Dave. We'll whack him in the draw at the end of the month for Christie's big Triple M bag, which is always jam-packed full of goodies. Now, we don't have any local birthdays today, but I can tell you, if you are, maybe you're a bit shy or you're a bit wary of letting people know how old you are, you are birthdaying with some famous people, which include Kenneth Branagh, the actor, Bobby Flay, the chef, and the wonderful Susan Day, who took our hearts away, of course, firstly in the Partridge Family as Laurie, and then, of course, in L.A. Law. Kenneth, Bobby and Susan, all born on this day, December 10.
Astroni!
Triple M right across the coast. The Ray Hadley Morning Show after 9 on 131 873. Tommy James and the Shondells and Moni Moni at 13 to 9.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
And here is Christy, fresh from the weekend.
Oh, wasn't it beautiful on the weekend? You were
windy.
Boating and...
Yeah, it was beautiful. Scott's Head's just such a great place, isn't it?
I know. And look, I was landscaping and swimming and doing absolutely everything in the sunshine. Any better.
All right. Now, again, progress report on the lawn after the concrete got...
Lawn is looking good. And we now
more
have
rain.
Gardens.
That's good. And rain coming up. Well, not rain, but showers over the next 3 days. So that should
beautiful.
Be good. Yeah. What did you put in your garden?
Oh, we've got lots of yuccas, all the big spiky things. So Mauritius hemp. There's a dark night.
Oh, gee, you're good on the botanical names.
Oh, no, it's too fancy. When you go and see the nurseries, you ask them for this particular product and they'll rattle off something else and they'll ask, is it a pelagic or is it this?
Yeah. There you go. I like that one. Very good. Now, what's happening today? Things starting to slow down a little.
It is, but if you want to cool off, get along to the swimming for the Laurieton Swim Club meet tonight from 5 o'clock at the pool. And racing, the Gallops are on at Tuncurry today with
a
7
too.
Race card with the first at 1:50 this afternoon.
Nice little twilight, nearly at 2 o'clock for the first race. And people are putting on their best suits on, maybe the hats, maybe a tie, and the ladies with the new dresses, trying them out,
yes,
heading to the races
dapper.
Today. Very nice, Christy.
And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Thank you, Christy.
Oh, my God.
A bold and a beautiful update. Now, I got a text message from a mate of mine Friday. It looks like Bill the Bull is chasing Brooke again. Is this what's going to happen here?
Oh, did you see Bill's sucking back up to the kids, right, to Liam and Wyatt.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I love you to this and that, because they're so silly. They've turned around and go, that's okay, Dad, that you punched my lights out, but I love you. You know, like, really? But anyway, so I think what he's trying to do is get them on side, make out that he's just this really goody-goody-goody two-shoes, so he gets Book back. But can you see... Book and Ridge are all lovey-lovey-dovey, but you can see a nasty part coming out in Ridge. Like, he dropped a little clanger the other day saying, I get quite nasty with the people I love. So he's going to... Or I like to protect, I should say. So he's going to do something. He's going to do something to Bill, I reckon.
Like, punch him in the head or something?
I reckon punch him in the head or, you know, stomp on him. You know, the usual. Throw him over the balcony in the forest of Manson.
Oh, no, there we go. I wonder, all will be revealed 4:30 this afternoon on Win. It is the bold and the beautiful Marion. That is a big prediction for this. Are they on the hour? Or are they on at 4 or are they doing double episodes or is it back to 4:30?
I think it's back to 4:30.
4:30 it is, yeah.
So we'll have to have a look, see what's happening.
All right, Marion, thank you for that. All the best.
You have a wonderful week. See ya.
Oh, gee, I love that segment. That's it for us. Missed any part of the show? Just go to triplem.com.au, go to my page and press catch up. It's all there.
Suns in the sky.
Whatever you're doing, enjoy your Monday. Ray after 9. We'll be back from 5 a.m. tomorrow.